I would just talk about the fact I couldn't change things.
Yeah.
Okay, so question number one is, if you were elected as Prime Minister in May 2015, so it's, you know, you're standing there after the general election, you're giving your first speech to camera outside on the threshold of number 10 Downing Street, what would you say to the nation?
I would say that we need to completely change our economic policies, that the entire discourse on which politics is based, this idea of monetarism, that there's only so much money, is false. So we need to embrace, first of all, sort of post-Keynesian alternative economics. I think a basic income policy would be very useful, citizens' income, but we shouldn't use that as a way of undermining things like free healthcare. In fact, I think we should have free healthcare and free housing, and on top of that, a regular citizens' income.
And, okay, so seeing as we're going into details of policies here, how would you raise the money to pay for that?
Well, that's why I started by saying that you don't really need to raise the money. I mean, we can generate as much
money
as...
Yeah, I mean,
that's what they're doing already. They're desperately trying to do quantitative easing to create enough money to create inflation, and they're unable to do so, so...
Fair enough. Okay, so question number two is, does democracy matter? And if it does, why?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the problem we have today is that the system we call democracy... is originally what they used to call a Republican system, which was actually created as a way of limiting, containing, and even destroying what was at the time called democracy, which was direct democracy, actual citizen participation, and control over daily affairs. So there's a strange situation where this set of institutions, which is largely created as a counterweight against democracy, is what we now think democracy is. So I think we need to go back to the original concept.
Okay, so more sort of direct citizen participation?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Right. Okay, so question number three is, and please feel free to disagree with the premise of the question as well, we need a revolution because...
Oh, well, because there's been a sort of continual war in the human imagination over the last 30 years. There's been an attempt to try to demonstrate to people that no other system is possible, and it's one of the few successes the system has had in terms of creating an actual sustainable economic, political, or social system. They failed miserably. The only thing they've managed to succeed in is convincing people that's the only system that could possibly exist. So I think that... Well, what revolution is a matter of, as they used to say in 68, giving power to the imagination. And I think that there's, if we're going to save the planet at all, you know, that's the only way we can really do that.
That's brilliant. Thank you.